Talking this week with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. If you've got a question for Malia and Kyle, love to have you join us this morning. Telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We're going to be talking with Malia and Kyle. We'll be talking about rollovers this week. But if you have anything retirement related, any type of question, Malia and Kyle are here to answer your question. Telephone number here at the station to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Joining us this morning, as mentioned, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Malia, how the heck have you been, my friend?
Very good. Happy spring. It's here.
It is. It looks like some great days ahead. Kyle, how have you been doing? It's been a while, too, talking with you.
Doing good.
It's good to talk with both of you. And as mentioned, we're going to be talking about retirement accounts, rollovers, maybe switching jobs, or, of course, as you near retirement, you really start to pay closer attention to these type of things. We'll talk about some of the stuff that you need to have in mind and need to be doing, some actions you need to be taking with our retirement planning professionals this morning in just a moment. A couple of things. Mention the website, klossfinancial.com. Don't forget, you can listen back to this and previous shows, podcasts, all online at that website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right online. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Later on the show, we're going to be doing the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, another chance for you to win a fantastic prize. This week, our friends at Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to IHOP. Tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. Little tip, though, oftentimes, just about every week, the question and answer come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually look back at last week's show, Malia, and get the Kloss Quiz question and answer there as well.
Yeah, so one of our favorite topics around here is discussing Medicare. So last week's question was, according to Medicare.gov, Medicare is a federal health insurance program in the United States for people what age or older? So it was multiple choice. Mm-hmm. Was it age 62, 65, or 67? And Pat called in with a correct answer. Congratulations to her. Medicare is available to you at the age of 65. So, Sean, you cannot sign up yet, okay? take note of that. But congratulations to Pat, and thanks, everyone, for listening and calling in for answering that question.
It was a fantastic show as well. Don't forget, folks, if you want to listen back, you can always head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Some days I feel 65 or older, Malia.
We all do. Yes.
I don't know if that counts for much. So, of course, we might be, you know, as we talk about approaching retirement and switching jobs, I know a lot of folks reach out to you if they've got maybe an old retirement account to roll over. And Kyle, I got to ask, what should they know before making any kind of moves?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. So, jobs, it's very common that they leave behind an old retirement plan, an old 401k or a 403b, something like that. So some of the stats around this are, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, individuals between ages 18 and 52 may change jobs up to 12 times. And many of those jobs likely included an employer-sponsored retirement plan like a 401k, 403b, simple IRA, or a SEP IRA. So it's very common that, you know, when you're switching jobs, sometimes these things you kind of forget about once in a while, and people will come see us 10 or 15 years later and like, oh yeah, I had all these old things out there that I forgot about. So if you have an old retirement account, it's important to understand your options before you make. So many people choose to roll their funds into the new employer's plan, which allows for easier account management and avoids immediate taxes or penalties. But there's some other options that you have out there as well. So the first one, and the one that we probably recommend the least, would be to just cash out the 401k. So while it may seem tempting, be careful here because there's some significant financial consequences. The big one being that the entire balance of what you cash out becomes taxable income in the year that you withdraw it. And if you're under the age of 59 and a half, you'll likely face a 10% early withdrawal penalty on top of federal and state tax. And for many, many people, you know, if you're under that age of 59 and a half and you cash this money out, you're going to lose, you know, somewhere in that 20 to 30% range between the penalty and the taxes on it. So one, you know, some options where this might work is if you only have a small balance, this might not be a big deal. So think of, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. It's not as big with the penalty and stuff like that. But if you've accumulated a lot of money inside that plan, adding that lump sum to your yearly income could push you into that higher tax bracket as well. So that's part of the reason why we say, you know, it's one of our least recommended options, I would say. So
talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Fantastic resource to learn more about the team at Kloss Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer as well. They've got a lot of information up on the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to join us this morning with a question, all you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So, Kyle, as you talk about some of the penalties and some of the consequences of doing a 401k withdrawal, are there ways to kind of put the genie back in the bottle? Are there ways to reverse a 401k withdrawal?
Yeah, so there is, Sean, but you got to be, again, very, very careful, and you got to do it quickly. Mm. So if you act fast, you might be able to undo one of these withdrawals. So this is called a, which means redepositing the funds into a qualified retirement account within those 60 days. But you got to remember that generally when you do a 401k cash out, they automatically withhold that 20% in taxes. So you're going to have to not only put the money back that they cashed out to you, but also make up those difference in taxes as well. And you can got to keep in mind that you can only do one rollover per year between those IRAs. So again, these are a lot of the things that we have to be very, very careful of. And again, why we don't recommend this very often for people. So the next option would be to keep your 401k with your former employer. So again, this is where people kind of just forget about it and leave it sit there or they don't take any action. Many come the funds in the plan and the money can continue to grow tax deferred. But it's getting more and more common that if your balance is under 5,000, your former employer may eventually ask you to move it. So they'll either push it into an IRA for you or they'll keep, you know, sending you emails or letters in the mail that they want you to move it. And while this option keeps it simple, there's a few drawbacks to this. So the first one is that you can't contribute to the account anymore. So you can't contribute to prior 401ks. It'd only be current 401ks or current IRAs, that kind of stuff. And you'll need to monitor your investments to ensure that they align with your risk tolerance. So again, these things can change as you get a little bit older. Maybe you've left it there for 20 years and you're a different stage of life and we need to tweak those investments. That would be 100% on you. And then most plans offer a limited selection of investment options, so your choices may be restricted.
I laughed there, Kyle, because not too long ago, I received one of these letters from an employer that I worked at right out of high school. There was less than $1,000, and I felt terrible because I'm like, boy, these poor people have been managing this small amount that I didn't even know existed. But yeah, it does. I guess that's probably quite common. What about we talk about some of the options? What about rolling over your 401k into a new employer's plan?
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, this is probably one of the more common options for people. Most 401k plans will allow you to roll over old 401ks into this new one. So this is a popular choice because it just consolidates things. And you've heard us say it on the show many, many times. We're big fans of consolidation, simplification, and diversification, right? So by consolidating this, it makes it easier to manage your retirement savings. And better yet, there you don't have to worry about paying taxes or anything like that. It's all tax-free. It's not a taxable event, so you're good to go in that respect. And there's a couple of additional benefits when it comes to a 401k. Number one is you've got the ERISA protections offering potential creditor protection. So remember, this is where if you are filing bankruptcy, things like that, you have creditor protection for retirement accounts, which falls under those ERISA guidelines of 401ks. And your new 401k, maybe you move to a bigger company, so they have better investment options or lower fees. This could be an efficient way to grow your savings. And finally, you want to be mindful of your pre-tax and Roth balances because they do need to be rolled over properly into corresponding accounts. So going from a 401k or a traditional 401k to a Roth 401k, that could be a taxable event. So you just got to be very, very careful when you're looking at these things.
Really important stuff to know there as we talk this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. You're saying, well, rolling it over a 401k into a new 401k is one thing. What about an IRA? We'll get the details on that. We'll do it next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. It's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial, how they can help you if you're an employer. Also, I'll learn how they can help you also. There's different divisions of Kloss Financial. It's all really nice on the website, klossfinancial.com. While you're there, if you haven't signed up yet for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, I strongly urge you to do that. I signed up probably 10 years ago. It's a great, it's not spammy or anything like that. It's like once a week, you'll get an email and it gives you a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, things you need to know about, a link to the most recent podcast as well. And that's free to you at klossfinancial.com. Speaking of things that are free to you, that first appointment, no charge. It is complimentary. All you got to do is make that appointment by calling the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Again, that telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking rollovers this week with Malia and Kyle. And we left off talking about rolling over your old 401k into your new 401k. And Malia, I have to imagine that a common option for folks is maybe rolling over that old 401k into an IRA.
Yeah. So as always, when we're speaking about things you can do or shouldn't do, as you look at your retirement accounts, we would just advise slow down. Hmm. Just slow down. And this option comes up, probably the most frequent out there, one of the most frequent choices, aside from people say, I'm just going to cash out the whole thing, which Kyle clearly told us not to do that. So when we say slow down, we want to make sure that you understand what you're doing and your choices. And so if you decide to roll over your 401k, you will open up an IRA. Can do that by yourself. You can do it at your local bank. You can do it with your financial advisor. And really the objective here is to take your traditional 401k or 403b, and you would move that potentially into a traditional IRA. Or similarly, if you had a Roth 401k balance, you would want to make sure that is transferred into a Roth IRA at any of these different institutions. So what you need to keep in mind if you do decide to go with choice number five here, rolling those retirement funds into an IRA, you have to understand this is not a taxable event, certainly not the Roth. Everyone understands that. That money went in after you paid taxes on it and will continue to grow tax-free. However, the pre-tax accounts, those will not create taxes until you take them out someday. So keep that in mind, not a taxable event. However, as we mentioned before, if you withdraw those funds, the pre-tax, from the IRA before the age of 59 and a half, you'll likely face a 10% early withdrawal penalty. So why would you even put it into an IRA? Well, an IRA is going to give you more flexibility for distributions. So that is a common reason people will decide to go this way. So unlike 401k plans, they generally have stricter withdrawal rules. And, people don't like to have handcuffs on their own money, so they like the opportunity to say, and depending on where they're at in life, maybe they're getting very close to retirement, they want to be able to control the way in which their IRA assets are invested. And if they want to take money out of them, they want to be able to do it at their discretion. So some key considerations for why people do choose to do a rollover besides the flexibility would be investment selection. So, you're in an IRA, you're able to choose an investment strategy that maybe aligns better with your time horizon and also your risk tolerance. For example, you might want to invest in a CD within an IRA because that might offer you lower risk. But we have to keep in mind that might offer minimal growth as well. Whereas a diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds could provide better long-term potential. So we're not here to say that there aren't 401k, 403b plans out there that don't have, you know, a host of selections, but they typically have less selections out there, choices for you to make. So that, again, going from 10 to 100 choices or beyond might be important for you. Fees is another reason to consider making the choice or not. You have to understand there's investment fees associated with both your old 401k and also the new IRA. And so leaving it behind might be the right choice because their fees are considerably less potentially. But again, your choices might be limited as well. Timing and RMD rules is the next area. If you retire between the ages of 55 and 59 and a half, and again, this goes back to my beginning point, slow down, slow down. If you're retiring between those ages, our suggestion might be leave your money in that 401k because that may allow you to withdraw funds penalty free, whereas rolling it into an IRA could delay that option until age 59 and a half. So what I'm talking about here is for persons who are approaching the age of 55, still working for the company, it's called separation of service at age 55, and they are potentially looking to completely retire and they need to develop an income stream. If we're able to take money from that 401k, again, before we've ever moved it over to an IRA, if we can start taking it from the 401k, you will still have to pay taxes on that, but coming out of that vehicle will prevent this age 59 and a half termination fee, so to speak, this penalty. So we've done that with many, many clients. It's an important thing to know before you just, you know, blatantly, oh, I'm just rolling all over to an IRA and I'll deal with it later. This could actually create some good income for you and not cause you to have that penalty. So make sure you know your timing. Another area certainly is required minimum distributions. So we've got clients, I'll be honest, they work into their 80s. Not that you want to, Sean, but the rest, many people still like to work. But if you plan to work past age 72, you're keeping funds in a current employer's 401k, that will allow you to continue to defer RMDs until you stop working. So again, these people I'm speaking of are continuing to feed their 401ks and they are not forced to take RMDs out. And the RMD age today, of course, is 73. So it's amazing. You can continue to contribute and you're not forced to take out the required minimum distributions. And finally, Roth conversions. So if you roll traditional 401k assets into a Roth IRA, as Kyle mentioned earlier, taxes are due at the time of conversion. So you just want to be careful. Don't rush through it. Get some good advice as to your situation and what you should do when you do leave an employer and those retirement assets.
Great advice this morning as we talked this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. Great website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It'll be complimentary to you. Again, that number is 608-442-5637. So, Kyle, what if I have maybe employer stock in my 401k? Anything I need to consider there? Any special considerations in that area?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. And this can be a complex strategy until you get your arms around it. But there's something called net unrealized appreciation. So this is a tax-advantaged way to transfer stock from your 401k into a taxable account while benefiting from the lower long-term capital gains tax rates. Get into this. I just want to let everybody know we're not tax accountants, so always consult your CPA before making this decision. Because as I said, this strategy can be a great thing for some people, but you have to understand what you're getting into. So here's how it works. So typically when you pull money out of a 401k, as we've been talking about, your withdrawals are going to be taxed as ordinary. So again, whatever tax bracket you're in, when you pull those funds out, that's the tax rate you're going to pay. However, under the NUA strategy, the growth on employer stock qualifies for the lower long-term capital gains tax rate rather than being taxed as ordinary income. So again, think of this as if you've got employer stock inside your 401k, this is where an NUA strategy could come into play. So what the big thing that you have to be aware of, though, is that the original cost basis of the shares is subject to ordinary income tax when distributed. So I'm going to give you an example to kind of bring all this together. So let's say the cost inside your 401k is $100,000, meaning that's what you've paid for it, or that's what it was worth as the company was granting you shares throughout the years. But today, when you go to retire, those same shares, are worth $1 million. So $100,000 basis, $1 million of gain. If you elect the NU income tax on that $100,000 of basis that I just mentioned, but that remaining 900,000, the million minus the 100, that remaining 900,000 is going to be taxed at long-term capital gains tax rates, which for most people is a lot more favorable because the maximum long-term capital gains rate is actually 20%, but most people pay somewhere around 15% for long-term capital gains. So these transactions are most beneficial when you've seen substantial growth. So kind of like what I was just explaining out in my my example there. But you've got to remember there's a few things that have to be met for this to work. So there has to be a triggering event, such as a retirement, losing your job, or turning 59 and a half. That could be what needs to happen. But the entire 401k plan must be emptied in one calendar year. So again, doesn't mean it all has to come out at one time. You just have to do the NUA transaction and roll the rest of the money out of the 401k in the same calendar year. And that stock must be moved in kind. So if it's whatever your employer stock is, it has to stay those shares into this new taxable brokerage account. As soon as you move it, you can always sell those shares, but it has to move in kind like that. So these strategies can certainly reduce overall tax liability. They also remove these assets from the tax deferred environment of a retirement. Not right for everybody, as we've been kind of explaining here.
Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Kyle, any final thoughts on the old 401ks?
Yeah, it's definitely something to be aware of. And obviously, Malia kind of mentioned this too. If you're considering rolling over an old 401k, take the time to evaluate all your options and consult with a financial professional to make the most informed decision. As we said, there's a lot of kind of steps you got to be aware of here and places to make a misstep. So you definitely want to get some help when you're considering these things.
Really important guidance this week, as always, from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I mentioned the website, KlossFinancial.com. One thing I haven't mentioned is you can submit a question right online for the Money in Motion listener question corner. As a matter of fact, coming up in the next segment, we will answer Martha's question. We'll also do the Kloss quiz question of the week. You're going to want to sit tight for that. More of Money in Motion with Kloss Financial comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this week with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll do the Kloss quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to IHOP. Before we get to that, another really cool thing that folks are able to do is email a question for the Money in Motion listener question corner. And Martha wrote in, she says, I'm turning 65 soon and eligible for Medicare, but my spouse is still working and will be, and we're covered under their employer sponsored health insurance. Should I enroll in Medicare now or should I stay on my spouse's plan? Malia? Have at it.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. It's nice to have choices. Let's start there. So whether you should enroll in Medicare at 65 or stay on your spouse's health plan does depend on a few key factors. So first, you're going to want to check, and you probably already know this, whether your spouse's employer has 20 or more employees. So if so, their health insurance is considered credible coverage, meaning you can delay Medicare enrollment without penalties. So in this case, you might choose to stay on their plan, especially if it offers better coverage or lower costs than Medicare. You know, Medicare, just to go off, we had a discussion last week on Medicare coverage. It's not that a lot isn't covered on Medicare coverage, but it is different than what you're probably experiencing being under the employer plan of your spouse. So you do want to understand what you might be giving up if you switched over to Medicare. So if your spouse's employer has fewer than 20 employees, Medicare does become the primary payer for you. Your spouse's plan would only pay secondarily. So in this situation, you should enroll in Medicare Part A and Part B to ensure your full coverage and, again, avoid potential late enrollment penalties. So the key here, you really want to understand, are there 20 or more employees with his company or less? And then also you want to consider the cost and coverage of each option. So Medicare might have lower premiums and out-of-pocket expenses than your spouse's plan or vice versa. But if you do end up choosing to delay Medicare, you're going to want to sign up during the special enrollment period, the SEP, once your spouse retires or you lose coverage, lose their coverage to avoid late penalties. So do some research. I'm glad you checked in with us, and best of luck.
Really good question, Martha. And another place you can get some more information, as Malia mentioned, last week we did talk about Medicare. Great podcast that's available to you at Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to IHOP. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? If you take a distribution from your 401k before the age of 59 and a half, you will likely face a 10% early withdrawal penalty. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with correct answer win the $25 gift card to the International House of Pancakes. Also, don't forget that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Malia, Kyle, it's been great chatting with both of you guys. Have a great spring and look forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Marty Greer, she joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.